It is 8:12 at WEOL. Time to check in with our friends at United Way of Greater Lorain County. This section six program, part of the program brought to you by United Way. And we have with us Ashley Hampson. Good morning, Ashley. What is going on with you these days?
There's a lot going on. End of the year is our busy time.
Well, absolutely. And I know they had Giving Tuesday the other day. I hope a lot of folks maybe thought about United Way or any of those agencies to maybe help them out at this time of the year as well. Let's talk about some of the things you have planned. One of those is you're always concerned, or not concerned, but more involved with small businesses. There's all sorts of different things you have with them. Talk about maybe one of the new things you have.
Yeah. So we have our Small Business United initiative that we launched earlier this year. Just because we love small businesses and they're really the foundation of, you know, our community. So we're always have new partnerships that we're launching at any given time. And we've got a really fun holiday one that we just launched with Gold Star Awards in Elyria. They do all our awards. They do such a great job, super creative, and they have a lot of different options. So highly recommend if you've got some awards coming up to go there. But also go there if you want to update your holiday decorations or want a cool gift to give a friend or family member. They're doing we're doing these exclusive gratitude ornaments where you can kind of mix and match different shapes and colors and quotes to add a little gratitude to your holiday decorations.
It's kind of neat as well. By the way, what are these penguins on Broadway I see on your Facebook page? Where's that? What are those?
Obviously there's such a great revival going on down here in downtown Lorain where our office is. And this past weekend was a really, really busy, fun weekend where they did a holiday cookie crawl with Main Street Lorain. And then there was Lorain Winterfest as well. So they encourage all the businesses downtown to decorate their windows. So we did a bunch of penguins, a penguin representing each of our staff on our window with the help of the Lorain Public Library and their Create Space. So really cool partnerships going on here, too.
You know, Ashley, in a couple of weeks, we'll be talking about the tax forms are in the mail. What's going on there getting ready for your tax prep season?
We are, yeah. So we are always thinking about taxes year-round, but this is the time of year we're really, really gearing up to launch the tax season. Appointments will open up in February, but we're only able to offer our free tax preparation services with the support of volunteers. So this is where we're really heavily kind of recruiting volunteers to help us out. It sounds scary to do taxes, but it's actually a really fun opportunity, and it kind of is really, if you want to impress your friends, family, or your resume, it's a great opportunity to do that. So we have a recruitment event coming up next Thursday, the 9th, at 5 o'clock at our office where you can check out the penguins. And you can learn about a bunch of our different volunteer opportunities, including the free tax prep volunteer opportunities.
I like the way you call it. You have it called as a volunteer network tour, sort of just getting a chance to see.
Yeah, it's a little unique. It's not just an information session. It's very kind of interactive and fun and different.
And what other types of volunteer things do you see there, or what you'd be going to be talking about?
So we'll be talking about the tax prep. We have a fun little skit that we do that's pretty funny. That was written by my coworker, Matt Bonson. And then we've got Serve United, which is our volunteer network, which helps just really build the capacity of our staff to reach out to the community. So we'll be featuring some of the work that they do and what it means to join Serve United. So one of those things you're very familiar with, Bruce, is the B. So Serve United is the group that really helps us make that crazy event happen. So we'll be featuring that. And then we'll also feature our volunteer engagement hub, which is in the back of our office where we do kind of drop-in volunteer opportunities, sorting donations. We'll talk a little bit about our Fill the Bus initiative. So it kind of gives you a good scope of all of our different volunteer opportunities.
We're talking this morning with Ashley Hampson, United Way of Greater Lorain County. Lots of things going on. Remember, 211, always a good place to find out different types of things that are happening, organizations that might be able to serve you as well. I see one of the things you wanted to talk about has to do with people getting professional clothes. You have sort of like an inventory of that. Tell me a little bit of where they come from and how that gets distributed.
Yeah, we do. So, especially as people are going back to the office, folks, you know, we want to make sure that folks feel, you know, comfortable and confident going to interviews and, you know, going into the office. And what we learned a lot from, you know, people who are donating clothes is, you know, they don't want price to be a barrier. So basically we have this huge inventory of free work clothes that are all very well sorted and organized. And there is an inventory on our website that is searchable and sortable by size and style. And there's a form, and you can fill that out, and we can arrange to get those clothes. So if you know anyone who might have a little bit of barrier in terms of, you know, feeling comfortable going to an interview or going to work and that being clothes, we can help you out. That is on our website, uwlorainecounty.org, and if you go to the free resources drop down at the top, you'll find that.
I'm looking at it right now. You collect, sort, deliver. You kind of have a sort of this circle of things of people bringing the clothes as well, and you have a chance for them to have people to select what they need for a special outfit. And, of course, that just gives them a little bit more of a good feeling sometimes, you know.
Yeah, a little boost. We want people, feel comfortable and confident going to work.
Sounds good. Well, Ashley, we appreciate your time this morning. If people want to find out more about a lot of what we talked about or get involved with United Way, where's the best place for them to do that?
UWLorainCounty.org. You can always give us a call at 440-277-6530 or check us out on any of the social media channels.
Right. So what does your penguin represent? What did you use to identify your penguin on there?
My penguin has two little penguins climbing all over me.
I knew it. Because
as you know, Bruce, yes. I have got 4-year-old twins. Who are a little crazy and amazing.
Oh, that's great. It's a good time for them. 4 years old as well, huh?
Yep.
That's great.
Yep.
Thank you for taking the time away from your 4-year-olds this morning to join us. Appreciate that. Ashley, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Have a good day.
Ashley Amson joining us from United Way of Greater Lorain County with the UW-Lorain County. You can find out more about United Way of Greater Lorain County.